Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
You know, normally when we do second date updates, we talk to the person and we go, what do you think went wrong? Why are you not getting a call back? And they may be able to cite one instance, or a lot of times they're like, I don't know, I have no clue.
Right.
Well, the guy on the phone for a second date update today has multiple reasons why he thinks he's not getting a call back. So that should be fun. Let's start listing them, shall we? Mike, what's up? How are you?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. It sounds like your first date was not the best.
You know, I think it was, you know, that bad in the moment, but looking back now, I'm starting to kind of put the pieces together, and I kind of think I figured it out. I don't know.
Is it something where you only have yourself to blame, or were they circumstances outside your control?
Well, like, I guess some outside my control, but I think I kind of just got awkward with it. I don't know. I think it was me.
So what's the name of the girl that you want to call today?
The girl I want to call today is Andrea.
And where did you meet Andrea?
On Tinder.
Nice. All right. So it started off great anyway.
I love when anybody says that. There's such shame attached to it when it comes out of your mouth.
I mean, it's not the place you want to tell your mom, like, hey, look who I found on Tinder. You know, you don't want to take Tinderella home. So.
Tinderella. All right. So tell us a little bit about Tinderella before you tell us what went wrong on the date.
All right. Well, obviously, I swiped right, so I thought she was hot. You know, so right off the bat, she's a good-looking girl, and then as I was looking through her pictures and stuff, I was noticing she was athletic, she looked like she played sports and worked out. So, you know, she responded back to me, and we started talking. She was really sassy, so I liked that, you know, kind of the bantering back and forth.
Yeah.
How long did you guys chat before you decided to actually go on a date?
It was about a week, so I think that's kind of long for Tinder.
Yeah, it is. Normally, it's like 10 minutes, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm like, yeah. I was like, wow, this is a long relationship.
You guys were practically Tinder married at that point.
I was thinking about changing my status.
Tell us about the date. What did you guys actually do?
So on the date, you know, we went to an oyster bar. And she actually, I thought it was nice. She said I could pick her up, which I thought, I was like, okay, all right, you know, actually get to go to her place. So went to pick her up, and that's where I think I started losing control of the situation.
Wait, you started losing control before the situation even barely began, is what it sounds like.
Yeah. I was listening to music in the car. I wasn't paying attention, you know. I was all excited about her, and I walk her into my vehicle, you know, open the door for her, trying to be a gentleman. And then get in the car, I turn on the radio, and it just, bam, like right in her face, this music just starts blaring, and it's just like talking about f***ing and like all kind of like crazy shit. And I was, oh my God, I turned so red. It was so embarrassing.
Did you apologize right away?
No, I should have apologized. That would have been the right thing to do. Instead, I just kind of like cut it down, and so I was like, do you listen to Lil Wayne? And she's like, no.
All right.
Yeah. I could see that'd be a bad first impression.
Yeah, I think it was.
She's like, what's on this guy's mind already picking me up?
Okay. I know. The Tinder and then the music, I don't think it was looking good for me right off the bat.
Did you recover from that, or did she seem disturbed by your music selection the whole night?
It was a little awkward at first, obviously, but I think I started recovering, you know, pretty well. By the time we got to the restaurant, you know, we were talking.
Okay.
That was good.
And how was the oyster bar?
oyster bar was delicious.
No, I meant how was your time with her at the oyster bar? Sorry, I should have been more specific.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. Well, the time was a little awkward because, you know, like I said, we were talking, everything was cool, and then I thought it'd be funny and try to make a little joke about, you know, oysters are aphrodisiacs.
And then she was
like, well, in my head, it was funny. It was funny in my head.
Yeah. It's so easy. It just makes me roll my eyes.
And this is after she got in your car with a song that was blaring about sex. And then you're like, hey, these are aphrodisiacs. Like,
I think the only thing I could have said afterwards to make it more awkward is give like a little wink or something. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It was bad.
What was your intention of this date?
I mean, I actually liked our bantering on Tinder and stuff. I thought she was really funny and cool. And I've had hookups before off Tinder, obviously, but yeah. I kind of wanted this to be a little bit something more.
Okay.
So after all that, did it seem like she liked you at the end of the date? Or was she just trying to get out of there?
Sounds bad, dude.
Once again, we start picking back up, and then we get to her place. I start walking her to her door, and then, you know, I thought the stars were aligning. This is it. You know, I've done this many times before. I lean in for the kiss. And then she's just kind of like, not tonight.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Ouch. Yeah. How'd you feel when she said that?
I was a little bit caught off guard, honestly, because that's never happened to me before. Not trying to brag, but I'm a pretty good-looking dude, and that's never been just turned down right at the doorstep, you know?
But I feel like there's two ways you can say that. You can say that coyly where you're like, not tonight, got to work harder for it.
Yeah.
Or you can say not ever.
You know, looking back at it, it kind of seemed like she was just a little bit irritated. So I didn't know that she was done with me. I thought like she needed a moment to get away from tonight and maybe could think things through.
Kind of
decompress a little bit.
Yeah.
Have you tried to contact her since your date?
Yeah. I reached out to her and tried texting her and calling her because she did give me her number.
Good.
But she never really responded.
You should have just sent her a link to that Lil Wayne song you were listening to.
I know. I ordered a box of oysters or something.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, we'll play a song, come back, call her, and get your second date update, okay?
Oh, cool. Thanks, man.
All right, hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.